Tamura on trumpet, and that's actually Satoko Fuji's partner, and Fuji on piano, and Ramon Lopez on drums. The album is called Yamakawa Umi, which in Japanese means mountain, river, sea. It says in the notes, so I have to assume that that is correct. And I'm going to play, let me see, I'm going to play a couple of tracks here. Yeah, the first one's quite short. Headwaters, Signpost, and Sparkling Water. Three tracks from Yamakawa Umi with Satoko Fuji, Natsuka Tamura, and Ramon Lopez. A great trio.
Thank you.
Adventurous and edgy and fascinating music there from a trio with Satoko Fuji, Natsuki Tamura, and Ramon Lopez called Yamakawa Umi, which stands for Mountain River Sea. Really good stuff if you are if you have any interest at all in the contemporary sort of out there jazz genre. Jazz these days covers so many different moods, and that trio's approach is just one of many, but it is fascinating. And if you listen closely, I know at first it probably sounds like everybody is just doing whatever they want. Well, they aren't. It's very carefully and purposely constructed, and it is really quite brilliant. Yamakawa Umi. You'll hear more of that album and in the weeks to come, I can guarantee it. Satoko Fuji gets a lot of airtime here, deservedly, because she is incredibly creative. It's now 12:19 Central Time here in Winnipeg. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM. My name's Keith Black. Another change in pace slightly now with a group that has the fascinating name of The Fury, which sort of sounds a little scary. In actual fact, the title was deliberately chosen, and it references William Faulkner's novel The Sound and The Fury. And the group says that they chose that because of the passion and the grit of the music, which is often misconstrued as intellectual or not music, which is this very much is, end quote. This quartet has Mark Turner on tenor, guitarist Lage Lund, bassist Matt Brewer, and drummer Tyshawn Sori. And it was always, I mean, I've heard of the group, and I always need to remember where it came from, that this is not an inflammatory sort of title. It just reflects the approach to music that has a little play on words there with Sound and Fury. This brand new album is called Live in Brooklyn, just out a few days ago, and I'm going to play two tracks from the album. The first one is called Like a Flower Seeking the Sun, and the second one is called Of Our Time. Here's The Fury, live in Brooklyn. Thank you. Live in Brooklyn, a group called The Fury. And that last track, which was called Of Our Own, is clearly not furious, if I can use that term. And they explain that the name is not intended to be incendiary, but just to reflect the folk nature, in quotation marks, of their music, and instead of the, quote, intellectual, end quote, side of it. If you can follow all of that, that's The Fury from their new album called Live in Brooklyn. And I'm just about ready not to be live on the radio anymore. It's 12:40. I've got about 20 minutes left in the show today. And I'm going to take us out with The Bad Plus. They have a new album out. I guess it came out last month. It's called Complex Emotions. And I've mentioned before that the Bad Plus, they were a trio, and then the trio changed its format, and then they didn't record for a while, and then they came back as a quartet. That's the sort of Reader's Digest version. There's a couple of the original members who were part of the Bad Plus when it was a trio. That's Reed Anderson on bass and synthesizer, and Dave King on drums and synthesizer. They have added, in the absence of the pianist who changed a couple of times, they've added Ben Maunder on guitar and Chris Speed on tenor. Obviously, that changes the sound quite dramatically from a trio with a piano to a quartet with guitar and saxophone. But it's still the Bad Plus. If you listen to it, they have a way with the sound that they make, and it's just a very cool group indeed. So I'm going to take us out with that, a couple of tracks, And I will say my goodbyes now and tell you, as always, what a treat it's been for me to spend the last 3 hours playing music that I love and hopefully that you at least like or tolerate or whatever as well, and that you'll come back next week to like and tolerate it again. I'll be back with 3 more hours of jazz. Next week will be probably what will pass for my Christmas show this year, as I will not be around on the week following that, on the 25th. But I will be back on the 18th, and it will be, as I say, probably my Christmas show. So you can either look forward to that or be warned, depending on how much you like Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross. That's a story for another day. Thank you for tuning in today. Stay warm. It's a sort of a brutal day out there. The wind chill is really nasty, and they haven't had a chance to plow all the sidewalks out yet, so the footing is probably a little messy. So take it easy, and I hope to have your ears back next Wednesday for 3 more hours of jazz. Thank you for tuning in today. I'm Keith Black, and I look forward to having you around in the weeks to come. In the meantime, here's the Bad Plus to take us out today. The first track is called Deep Water Sharks. Yikes. And before that, Lee Po. After that, Lee Po. And that will take us pretty well to the end. Thanks for tuning in. Bye for now.